248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
WAUK.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state's top election officials sat down with federal investigators to discuss events surrounding the 2020 presidential election. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf is the third official to confirm such information. U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith and his team are investigating the 2020 election in several battleground states and the events that led up to the U.S. Capitol insurrection in January 2021. Wisconsin Republicans are trying again to stop the government from banning religious services during public health emergencies. Terry Bell reports.
This time, they're trying a constitutional amendment to sidestep what would be another likely veto. Republican Senator Dan Knodel says the government overreached during the COVID-19 pandemic.
We're realizing and addressing that we might have protected people's physical health, but we dearly neglected their mental health.
But a constitutional amendment might not be the best way to balance public safety with religious freedom. Peter Bakken is with the Wisconsin Council of Churches.
Trying to define options in advance without any clear idea of exactly what we could be facing in the future is unwise.
The amendment got an informational hearing yesterday before a Senate committee. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Potential tax exemption changes coming for Wisconsin seniors. Melissa Kay with more.
Two GOP lawmakers have introduced legislation that would eliminate close to all state taxes on retirement income for Wisconsin residents over the age of 67. The bill would exempt individual filers from all state taxes on retirement income for their first $100,000. Joint filers would be exempt up to the first $150,000. The exemptions would include income from IRAs, pensions, 401ks, and other federally qualified retirement plans. Neighboring states, including Illinois and Iowa, do not tax retirement income from such plans. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Residents of Milwaukee's northern suburbs have a new state representative. Republican Paul Melodic defeated Democrat Bob Tanderson in a special election for the state's 24th Assembly District on Tuesday. Yesterday's unofficial vote totals have Melodic winning the seat by around 7 percentage points. Wisconsin could be fully wired for high-speed internet in 5 or 6 years. That's according to Governor Tony Evers. Wisconsin is getting $1 billion from Washington to build up broadband in underserved areas. But first, the state needs to finish its proposal for how to spend the money.
We have a good start, and I think with the federal money and the state money, we'll be able to get fair.
For WFHR, locally grown radio, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Earlier this year, two northwestern Wisconsin police officers were killed in the line of duty. Now their communities are honoring them. County Highway SS in Barron County between Chautauqua and Cameron was renamed Monday night to be the Officer Emily Bradenbeck and Officer Hunter Scheel Memorial Highway. The officers were killed on April 8th after being shot by 50-year-old Glenn Perry during a traffic stop, who then died from a gunshot wound after shooting both officers with an AR-15. Witterfield saw the worst game of the year last night when the Mallards beat the Rafters 26-4. The closest the game got was Mallards 5 and Rafters 2 at the bottom of the second inning. The Rats couldn't catch up, and the Mallards saw their highest scoring game of the season. The two teams match up again tonight in Madison. First pitch at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR Civic Media News.
The Brewers fall short in Philly. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers struggled again on offense, losing 4-3 last night in Philadelphia. The Philly starter, Aaron Nola, kept the Brewers lineup off the bases, holding the crew to 2 runs, striking out 6 through 7 1/3 innings. So what made Nola so effective? Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
You know, he threw a ton of strikes, which is, you know, something he does, and he throws strikes on, you know, in a good part of the zone for him, on the edge of the zone. You know, we didn't get ahead of many counts. That's what he's good at. He did a nice job with his, you know, he sprinkled sprinkled in more off speed tonight, I thought. Did a nice job, and his off speed was strikes. There was a lot of strikes with off speed stuff that kept us off balance.
The loss snapped a 4-game winning streak after winning 2 series against the Reds. Any concern?
No, I mean, it's 4 games. We just, we didn't create a lot of pressure tonight. Frankly, we got some runs off some defensive mistakes on their part, but certainly got to do a better job offensively.
Council getting some good news. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, out since April with that shoulder injury, will pitch Saturday night for the Timber Rattlers in Dayton, Ohio against the Dragons. The Brewers' Colin Ray will pitch tonight in place of Wade Miley, now on the 15-day IL with elbow discomfort. Ray is going to face the Phillies lefty Christopher Sanchez. Game time 5:40 at Citizens Bank Park. Around the league, the Reds, after another rain delay at home, lost again to the Giants 11-10. Cincinnati's now lost 6 in a row. NFL, the Packers shareholders meeting is set for next Monday at 11 a.m. Training camp a week from today. The Kansas City Chiefs have reported to camp quarterback Patrick Mahomes on the chance to become the 9th team to ever repeat a Super Bowl win.
When you have that parade, when you go through the offseason that I've been through, you want to do it again. And you only get those opportunities by winning the Super Bowl. For us, we want to make sure that we can build up and try to win that Super Bowl again, because that moment, that feeling is something that you just want to grab every single time that you get the opportunity to do.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope it's treating you good. It is 8:06 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we're joined by our good friend, Paul Trombley, from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there, Paul?
Pretty well. How about things there?
Not bad. Not bad. We're enjoying some interesting, kind of calm temperatures to ease us in. Very cloudy morning, but still a little bit bright out there. Today's going to look like a little bit of a, could see some touch of go and rain maybe here in central Wisconsin. Is it going to reach us?
Yeah, still a couple showers off to the west this morning as you get towards Black River Falls, a little bit of shower activity. So yet to be seen if that's going to hold together a whole lot as it heads further east here through midday. But it does look as though some of those scattered shower storm chances still kind of pick back up here late today, more into this evening. I think more of a likelihood for showers and storms in that evening in that time frame. So something before that, kind of a passing shower, thunder shower chance, and then more of it late today. High temperatures to about 84 as we do stay with some sunny breaks along with the clouds over us at times tonight. Some of those showers and storms likely as we head through the evening hours as we head down to 60. So we could see a shower early Thursday, lingering clouds, breaks of sun after that, mid-70s, mid-50s, clear skies Thursday night. And still looking at some warming temperatures through the weekend, 82 Friday, some sun, mid-80s Saturday and Sunday, with just a slight chance for a storm both Saturday and Sunday, but generally staying sunny and dry in the next week with highs of 86 on Monday and upper 80s to around 90 Tuesday. Looks like more of those highs around 90 or so as we head past Tuesday, at least to the Wednesday and Thursday time frame. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Not bad, Paul. I think we'll keep that one.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah, we're going to get rid of our receipt. We'll keep it. We'll keep it, Paul. We'll keep it.
All right. I can email you the receipt if you'd like.
Oh, thank you.
Paul's the best.
You guys are the best. We appreciate you, Paul.
Yeah.
We'll hang out tomorrow. You have a great day, sir.
Okay, sounds good to you guys.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombley, the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa, thank you for joining us. We're having some fun this morning. We're thanks for everybody that crossed over with us from WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Those of you that were listening over there got our opening question for everybody, and I'm going to bring it over here, Melissa, too, because I'm curious to know what our audiences think of this. I go through the news every morning. I scour, look for stuff, look breaking news, all that. To end the day, to end my morning kind of routine, I go to an oddities section in our newspapers. And I usually find, escape animals and things like that, overdue library books that are finally returned, Guinness World Records, and Dolly Parton news. That's what all of there is waiting for me there. Deputies corral escape camel in Mississippi. I every once in a while, it's only with stories like this where the headline tells you almost everything you need to know. It's very, very rare that happens, and we always encourage people to read articles, not just headlines. But this one, Escape Camel in Mississippi. You talk about two things that I did not see together. Camels in Mississippi, you didn't see that one happening.
Mm-hmm.
But my question to everybody is, what would be the animal? By this point, we've seen it all. What's the animal that would surprise you? You're here in Wisconsin Rapids. You're bopping down A Street or wherever you're listening to us, your main street. It's like 10 o'clock at night. There's hardly anybody out. And you see a penguin just walking down the street, just bopping along or something like that. What's the animal that would surprise you the most? 424-2600, join the conversation.
You know, I think it would be a zebra.
Yes.
And then I'd be taken immediately to Swiss Family Robinson, you know, the original one.
Yes, yes.
where one of the girl in the story rides the zebra in the race.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. Oh, that's good. I like that. I've been thinking about this one quite a bit, actually. I'm starting to think of, like, bigger animals like a moose. Like, I don't think it would surprise, because we've actually done stories where a moose is bopping around downtown or something.
Yeah, it's usually quite a bit further north than here.
Yeah, yeah. There's been a lot of stories in recent weeks, in recent months and years even, of bears coming into towns.
Oh, yes, we see that all the time now.
And the one that what's really bothering me about these videos is seeing how thin these bears are.
Mm-hmm. That's why they're coming into towns.
And keep in mind, and certainly we're having fun with the subject and everything, everybody, but in these scenarios, these animals are 99.9% of the time more scared of you than you are of them.
Yes.
With bears, I've heard this from zoologists. I actually dated a zoologist for a while, and we took a class on this. If you are confronted by a bear, the last thing you want to do is turn your back to that bear.
Right. Yeah. Get scary.
You put your hands up in the air.
Yep. You get loud.
Yes, yes. And honestly, if it's a bear in Wisconsin, I mean, you know, chances are they're probably not going to do much anyway. At least that's the way it is for me as a sports fan. And moving on. Wait, but I wanted to mention this, too, before we got into too much of our opening of the show. Civic Media has this awesome statewide blood donation challenge going on.
That's right.
It is now until July 31st. You got now until the end of the month to be a superhero, to be a part of this. We appreciate everybody doing this, everybody that is a part of this. I do want to just as a real quick note to everybody out there, it doesn't do it any good to send me the stuff. I had somebody text me that doesn't have my phone number, and I'm not sure how they got my phone number, text me a picture of them donating, and that was awesome, and I appreciate that you did that, and thank you for being a hero, thank you for donating,
yes.
But you want to send it to your social media. You want to hashtag it CivicPints and send it to your social media, or you can go to civicmedia.us/giveblood and upload it there just as easy.
Correct, because you can, if you don't want to post it on social media, you can use the form at civicmedia.us/giveblood and put it there, and then you'll get entered into the drawing for the prizes there.
Yeah, I don't mind getting pictures from you guys and things, but
absolutely,
it just doesn't do you as good. And we want you to get in on this, chance to win some Civic Media swag, some Brewers tickets, some State Fair tickets, and of course our locals around here. When you hashtag with WIRI or WFHR, you instantly win Rafter tickets.
Yeah, Rafters tickets.
Just like that. We appreciate you being a part of this. There is a worldwide shortage when it comes to blood. And you doing this, you have no idea how many people it can help. One person can help up to three and multiple and many more people.
Yes, indeed. And the next blood drive that I know of in Wisconsin Rapids is next Monday the 24th from 2 to 7 p.m. at the former East Junior High School Music Room in Wisconsin Rapids there on Lincoln Street. They encourage you to make an appointment, and the number to call is 866-566-5900, and then you can schedule your appointment. You can also walk in, but you may have to wait a little bit longer if you do that.
Yeah. Wanted to touch on this, too, because it's kind of an interesting story, and it is National Hot Dog Day.
yes.
According to the Hot Dog and Sausage Council, which I did not know existed, we'll eat about 7 billion of them just in 3+ months between Memorial Day and Labor Day. That's 818 dogs.
3 months.
3 months, 818 dogs. That's
per person?
Great. Yeah, that's well, it doesn't say. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not per person. But yeah, oh, total, you know. Los Angeles eats more of them than any other city.
Hey.
I would not have guessed that. New York, Dallas, Chicago, and Philadelphia all wrap up the top five. But per capita, cities in North Carolina dominate the list. Raleigh, Durham is first, then Greensboro, North Carolina, then Buffalo, New York. I got to know how to say this. Paducah, Kentucky. I don't know how to pronounce that, but that is a interesting. That's a good one. And Charlotte, North Carolina is fifth. Paducah, Kentucky. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but I like the name. A few national chains have deals today. Nathan's Famous is selling them for a nickel. Sonic is selling chili cheese cornies for $1.29. That's 50% off.
Yeah, that's a pretty decent deal.
And Target is doing 25% off select hot dogs if you're a rewards member. Not sure anybody local is doing anything, but just throw that out there, just so you know.
But you can always get hot dogs at Witterfield, can't you?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. Mm-hmm. Rafters are going to be back in town Thursday. They'll be
They're in Madison tonight.
Yeah, and it may be good for them to get out of town for a little bit, get away from Winterfield for just 24 hours or so.
Yeah, it wasn't a great game last night.
It's the worst game that I can remember of the Rafters having. Period. Mm. In the time, and I'm not, obviously, I haven't scoured the internet and gone over every stat and every game that they have played, but I've been a fan since they literally threw their first pitch of that team. I've been paying attention and I've been a fan of that team, and that's the worst game I can think of them playing. The positive to that is, well, only up from here.
That's right.
It's baseball, baby. We all know what it means. The next day, a whole new set of a whole new set of pitchers and a whole new game, a whole new lineup. We'll see how this goes. Shake it off, get out there and do your thing, boys.
Well, and they also beat the Mallards several times this season, so maybe they were just, trying to build them up. Give them their best scoring game of the season, and now they're going to whoop them today.
Lull them into a false sense of security,
yes,
and then beat them in their own home diamond. That's what we're looking to do tonight. We're at the Duck Pound. Duck Pond. Duck Pound is much more interesting, I think, but Duck Pond makes more sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Duck Pound.
that's where they incarcerate the ducks who have broken the rules and messed on the riverways there.
Snoop, I don't know if a lot of people know this. Snoop Dogg has a third cousin, Snoop Duck. And they had an album come out about the Duck Pond and the Duck Pound and all this. It didn't do very well. Join us for the Rafters. First pitch is at 6:35. Our pregame will kick off at 6:20 tonight. As I mentioned, the Rafters are back home on Thursday and Friday with a two-game series against Battle Creek. Both those games will start at 6:20. Get your tickets at northwoodsleague.com. Of course, you can give the Rafters a call at the Raft House at 715-424-5400 or visit them at Historic Winterfield. Box office is open. Get your tickets right there. 9 to 5, you can pick them up or right before the game. Pull for your Rafters all season long. Looking forward to getting back in the win column tonight. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and a lot more fun. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When you're looking for a place to grab a bite in a cozy and welcoming atmosphere, look no further than Misty's Menu. Their small-town cafe offers homemade dishes made with fresh local ingredients. But it's not just about the food at Misty's Menu. You'll be greeted with a warm smile and friendly conversation. It's the kind of place where the waitress knows your name and makes you feel right at home. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the charm of a small-town cafe. They promise you won't leave hungry or without a new friend. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies today with a slight chance for scattered showers. Highs around 84. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 60. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
It's my birthday. No one here.
Okay, we got to try a different one. We got to try a different one. Try this again.
Okay, all right. Yeah, not a little better. A little better. All right. Little Tony Tone. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Clubs. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to talk about Misty's and we get to celebrate you with the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@wfhr.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can send it to any of our staff, anybody here, really.
Yeah, just our first name, dot last name, at civicmedia.us.
Mm-hmm. You can also direct message us on WIRI or our Facebook pages. You can use smoke signals. What is it called with the flags? You can use
Summerall flags?
Yeah, you can do that. I don't know if we'll understand you, but you can try.
We don't even know what it's called, but we'll, you know, try.
You can also probably simpler to just call 424-2600.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage you to do that. Join the conversation anytime. We will get into our local celebrities right now. And I have a list of 1 through 4 candidates.
Ooh, Melissa, let's go with 4.
All right. My favorite number. There we go. Let's go ahead and get that in there. And we have ourselves our qualifiers so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy 48th anniversary to Richard and Nancy Cook.
Wow, 48. Richard and Nancy, congrats.
That hit my heart. Congratulations, you two. Happy 48th. We wish you a great one. And it's Wednesday. I say celebrate right into the weekend. It's close enough.
Yes.
It's close
enough.
Enjoy your anniversary, you two. Hope it's a great one. Also want to wish a very happy birthday to a good friend of all of ours around here, Carrie Dredger.
Happy birthday, Carrie Dredger.
Dredger, that's it. Yeah,
yes,
I knew I was mispronouncing it. Carrie's awesome.
Oh, she's the best. We see her often on the stage at WRCT and then, of course, with CWAC in Stevens Point. She is very active in the community and just so much fun to hang out with. You never have a bad time when you're with Carrie.
Oh, you're exactly where I was going with Melissa. You can't not smile around her. You're gonna smile around Carrie. She's a great person. We wish you a great day, Carrie. Enjoy your day.
Have a wonderful birthday.
Also, a happy birthday to Les Elmer.
Happy birthday, Les.
Les, that's a great name. Les Elmer. That's a good name. Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a great one for you. And our qualifier today, Margaret Young.
Ooh, happy birthday, Margaret.
We wish you a great day. That's a beautiful name, too, Margaret Young. Wishing you a great day, Margaret. Enjoy. Hope it's a good one for you. You're our qualifier today.
Congratulations.
We dive into our celebrity list. John Bones Jones is 36, UFC fighter, former light heavyweight champion. If he could get out of his own way, would be one of the greatest fighters in history. A lot of off-the-field stuff with that guy, but in the octagon, incredible fighter. Jared Padalecki is 41 today. He's Cordell Walker on Walker. Most people know him, though, as Sam Winchester on Supernatural. Jared, a great actor. I like him.
Oh, he was also in the Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I remember hearing that. Yeah, yeah. He's a good actor, and he does a lot of stuff off the field, just putting his name on stuff to try to bring awareness to it and helping out families on the side without, like, having to take a selfie while he's doing it. he's also done, I would say, during the run of Supernatural, there was a point where he kind of... He kind of, I don't want to say disappeared, but he wasn't really around much, and he came back, and it was all about mental health. And he brought he shone a real light to that. And I admire him doing that. It was at a time when we weren't necessarily talking about mental health the way we are now.
Yeah, that's good.
Just my opinion, and one of the things I like about this is that there are no wrong answers outside of Kevin Costner. to me, in my opinion, the greatest actor in the world right now. If we're having a competition and seeing who the greatest in the world is at this, to me it is Benedict Cumberbatch, who is 47 today.
Yeah, you got my vote.
Benedict Cumberbatch is such a good actor. He can go by the name Benedict Cumberbatch.
And we all know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, that's how talented he is. He did not, for me, James J. Maloff, every agent I've ever had, one of the first conversations, have you thought about changing your last name? Have you thought about this? Every actor under the sun has been told this. I guarantee that Benedict was told this. his name, he's very proud of it. He's proud of his family lineage and all that, just like I am of mine. And he stuck by his name. Turns out worked out okay for him. He's Doctor Strange in the Marvel Universe, Khan in Star Trek, the Dragon in the Hobbit movies. He's Sherlock in Sherlock Holmes, maybe the greatest version we've seen of Sherlock. Outside
that
of
one was really good.
Yeah, outside of that James kid that played him on WRCT stage. I'm so sorry. I'm joking.
I know it was one of your favorite roles, though.
Definitely. Just the greatest actor I've seen, and also one of these guys that keeps giving back. He will continue to do, he doesn't have to do this. A lot of actors, they get their start on BBC television, they go off, they come over here across the pond and, you know, make a pretty darn good living over here doing this. Benedict Cumberbatch constantly goes back to England and doing stuff at theaters, helping young people get their start. He's just one of these guys that I continue to root for and continue to be, not only admire, but learn from. So he's the best in the game to me. He's the best.
Yeah, and he's doing great things. I will watch anything he's in.
Same here. And to his credit, he constantly is trying to get better at this, too. Like, I can't think of how he can, and yet every time I see him, he's growing as an actor and working to get better as an actor. Mm-hmm. I want to say The Imitation Game. The Imitation Game. If you have never seen him act, I would recommend the Sherlock series for one.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, The Imitation Game. He won an Oscar for it. It's his greatest work. It's a hard movie, but it's a good movie. It's a great, and if you love history, it's a good one.
Well, and I would really love to see him on the theater stage.
Oh yeah!
Like, how amazing would that be to see him in person?
I want
to
see. It was Henry the Eighth, I think. I saw him do on the not in person, of course, but on my laptop. And oh my god, I thought he was good on screen. He's even better on stage. Yeah. Nancy Carroll is 57, Steve Carell's wife. She was a correspondent on The Daily Show for a long time, and Michael's girlfriend, Carol, on The Office. Great comedian, great writer, and I would love to have coffee with her and Steve Carell. Oh my god, that'd be
in
amazing.
A heartbeat.
Yeah, that'd be so much fun. One of the greatest and most underrated guitarists in music history, Brian May, is 76 today. Queen's lead guitarist. And he is also a PhD in astrophysicist. He's an astrophysicist, by the way, just in case. And
well, you know, when you look at a picture of him, I would say astrophysicist over lead guitarist.
Yeah, right? Yes.
But he fits both.
He does. And he's
still got amazing hair.
He's still got the great hair. He still has it. I would say that there's a lot of great Queen songs that are great, and Freddie Mercury deserves a lot of credit songwriting wise. But if you want to give credit to the rest of the music, it starts and ends with Brian May. Think about what is arguably the most famous beat or guitar sound in rock history.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that. That's Brian May, baby. That's him. That's incredible. Just one of the, and that's just that song, let alone all the others and everything. I personally love Radio Gaga. That's maybe my favorite Queen song. But there's a lot of great ones out there. Actually, and in Radio Gaga, I don't believe Brian May had a little bit of the writing credit on that, but he wasn't the sole writer on that one.
Mm.
Let's see here. Some people know. As far as people no longer with us, Alan Collins, born on this day in 1952, passed away in 1990. Leonard Skinner, guitarist who co-wrote Freebird.
I only laugh because at every concert you go to, or every, especially local bands, there's always somebody out in the audience that screams Freebird.
I when I first started in radio, and we would do like we had the 4th of July street dance and things like that, and I'd MC a lot of those, and it would always blow my mind that even in a situation like that, like, you know, any of our local bands up there, and people are still shouting that at them. The one that really threw me was there was a polka band, and they still shouted Freebird. That one threw me.
Yeah. I mean, he does have Claudio Sanchez level hair.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. Samuel Colt, born in this day in 1814, passed away in 1862. He invented the six shooter, the Colt. I mean, enough said. There's other things we can mention about Samuel Colt, but I mean, that's pretty much all you need to know. Also a major plot device in the Supernatural series, which, you know, I mentioned because Jared Padalecki, we mentioned earlier. So It's a good show. It's a good, sneaky, good show.
You know, I haven't seen it yet. One of these days. It's kind of on my back burner list.
Yeah, if you choose to. I mean, it eats their own. It's the first couple seasons were great. I'll say that.
Okay. Well, you know, James, that list is about 20 years long already.
I
will never get through it.
It's very similar to my book list that my sister, my mom, and you add to all the time. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if anything, this writer's strike is helping me.
Yeah.
Because there won't be any good content for a while, so maybe I can catch up.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the only silver linings about this strike going on. Right,
I was trying to be positive.
It's good. I like it. It was a good spin. You did a good job with that. One more time, a very happy anniversary, 48th anniversary to Richard and Nancy Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to Les Elmer.
Happy birthday, Les.
Happy birthday, Carrie Drudger.
Happy birthday, Carrie Fancy Pants.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Margaret Young.
Congratulations, Margaret.
Enjoy yourselves over at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stitt Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish the gang a great day from all of us at WFHR. Time for Melissa's News on Locally Grown Radio.
For WFHR, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. If you visited the River's Edge Campground over the weekend of July 8th and are now sick, Portage County Public Health would like to know. They say some visitors who used the Aquafun Park Pond on the weekend of July 7th through the 9th are reporting a variety of symptoms. These include diarrhea, vomiting, and sores. Investigation into the illnesses is ongoing, and operators of the campground are addressing the situation. A former Mount Morris camp counselor has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for the second-degree sexual assault of a child. 33-year-old Remington John Nystrom of Wood County was charged for the incident that happened in 2009. The victim made a report to the Attorney General's Clergy and Faith Leader Initiative years after the incident. They had not reported the assault to either church or legal authorities prior to reporting to the AG's website. Nystrom pleaded no contest and agreed the criminal complaint from the victim is what happened. Nystrom will serve 7 years of initial confinement and 10 years of extended supervision. AG Call hopes this case will give victims the courage to come forward and know that their reports will be dealt with appropriately. In Eau Claire, court dates for the teenager accused of killing Lily Peters have been scheduled. Motions this week to seal photos and videos in the case were accepted, with another motion hearing next week over what evidence can be used by prosecutors. On August 7th, the court is scheduled to decide whether the case will be moved to juvenile court or if the now 15-year-old suspect will be tried as an adult. The Rafters suffered a grueling loss in their game against the Mallards last night with a score of 26-4. Madison started strong, scoring 4 runs in the first inning and 1 at the top of the second. The Rats tried to catch up in the bottom of the second inning, getting 2 runs across home plate, and the score was 5-2. But from there, the Mallards ran game and gave the Rafters their worst night of the year. Tomorrow, the Rafters head to Madison to see if they can beat the Mallards on their home field. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR, your locally grown radio station.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett septic pumper trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Ooh-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call. 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. They won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Mainly cloudy skies today with a slight chance for scattered showers. Highs around 84, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 60. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 76.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Not chasing waterfalls around here. Although, I mean, chasing a waterfall doesn't seem like it'd be that hard. I mean, it can't really move around much. I mean, it's right there.
Well, it moves a lot, but it's usually in one kind of location.
I feel like you could catch it, I feel like you try really hard. You know?
Just runs through your fingers, James.
Yeah, it does. Welcome back, everybody. We are, I have not...
Sorry.
No, don't you dare be sorry. I'll take you singing anytime. I haven't heard to be able to confirm it, but I do believe that we will be joined by Phil Hartley from Quality Post Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday today.
All right.
If not, I'm sure it'll be next Wednesday that Phil will be joining us. Do encourage you to get your words out with our friends at Quality Post Printing. We'll have more information on them in a little bit. But I wanted to touch on this one because I got a couple of possible That Ain't Right stories. And remember, everybody, you can vote on these now. if you agree that it's a That Ain't Right story, you disagree, call up at 424-2600 and let us know.
We want to hear from you.
If you're old enough, you remember when you could actually check bags on airlines for free and didn't have to cram a week's worth of clothes into a carry-on or anything? Well, now Japan Airlines wants to free people of the hassle of carry-on bags and hassle of packing altogether.
Oh.
They've just launched a new service that allows foreign tourists and business travelers to rent clothes from them for as little as $28 up for up to 2 weeks. It's called Anywhere Anywhere. And travelers can rent up to 8 outfits in 3 sizes, small, medium, and large, in various styles like business casual and more formal stuff. You don't even need to pick up the clothes at the airport. They'll be delivered to your hotel.
And wow.
You do know what you're getting when you make a reservation. You'll go online and select the items you want.
Huh.
The clothes will be previously used, but they're thoroughly cleaned and ironed before being delivered. And don't worry, this service does not include underwear and other undergarments.
I figured not.
So you will need to pack a few personal items, but the idea is that you can minimize luggage as much as possible.
You know what? This is kind of... for me personally, I know some people would really object to this, like my boyfriend, but this sounds awesome.
To go to
another country and not only, you know, be immersed in the culture, but wearing the clothes of the culture.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know their clothes aren't all that different than ours. They're modern. It's not like you're going to get costume period material or anything like that, but it's still cool. I like it.
I love traveling. It's one of my favorite things in the world. And the gypsy in me is very evident when it comes to this. And when I do, one of the things I like to do is really immerse myself in the area. Now, I've never been out of the country. So when I've done this, it's, you know, obviously people speak in the same language as me. But so I go with the clothes, I go with the environment, and I go with things that people are doing, and of course, the food. I really try to immerse in everything. This is perfect for me. I would love this.
The only pushback would be small, medium, and large isn't a wide, you know, there's a size range.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe as the if the business grows, maybe they'll expand the sizes. I'm not sure. Or maybe, you know, most of these companies, they fine-tune this stuff as they're developing it.
Mm-hmm. And as demand increases.
Yeah, yeah. But this, I could see something like this really catching on. I really could see this being a big thing. For one, I don't usually travel with a whole lot, but even I usually had the carry-on or something like that. Right away, you've got me on less luggage. That right away sounds
less
great.
Of a hassle in the airport.
And when you're done with these clothes, you just leave them in your hotel. You don't even have to take them or anything like that. You have no pickup or drop-off. You don't even have to worry about that part of it.
That's really cool because less to carry around.
Yeah,
boom.
I really like this idea though. I like the idea of immersing yourself in everything. Everybody's got their own preferences, and I don't know how much. I would say that this is probably 50-50, that you're probably going to get 50% of people to do this, but don't know. I could see maybe as this goes along, this gaining in popularity.
Well, because even, let's say, for instance, you were taking this. So this is Japan you were talking about, right?
Yes, yes.
So let's say you were taking your first leg of your 3-week vacation was in Japan. So you have an outfit you're wearing. You show up in Japan. You get outfits given to you. For the next leg of your journey, you're arriving in, say, Norway for the second half of your trip. Just have your clothes shipped there.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
And then you're only paying for one, carry-on or check bag to get home with.
424-2600, would you try this? Would you try this service? $28 for 2 weeks isn't too bad either. I think that's a pretty darn good price. You can't
that. You can't rent clothes. What did they say? 8 outfits?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good deal.
They got to have some kind of laundry service because 2 weeks, 8 outfits, that's not enough without washing something.
I have to say, too, if this catches on, oh, baby, this is going to get huge.
It's going to take Stitch Fix and like Goodwill's and St. Vincent de Paul's all to the, another new level.
Yeah, which I think also leads to another thing of we've got too much clothes.
We do.
We have so much clothes.
The amount of clothes that go into landfills is astounding.
Yeah, yeah. There's so much great uses for these things. And, of course, gently used items. We encourage people to donate those.
Donate.
We're looking for shoes right now, everybody. If you can. I'm just trying to find where I had that piece of paper. There it is.
Well, I can tell you this. Statistics for this says up to 100 billion garments are produced in the fashion industry every year, and 92 million tons of them end up in landfills each year.
Yeah, that's too much. That's too much. We can help you with your gently used shoes. Drop off shoes at WFHR and WIRI Studios. You can do that anytime between 9 and 4 weekdays. Shoe us the love, our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society. Donate your gently worn and used new shoes today. Help us raise funds by just donating gently worn or used shoes. Collecting shoes not only help support the Humane Society, but they will be reused and given a second life by those in need. Greatly awesome. Appreciate people doing this. Encourage everybody to do this one if you can, please. We'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have Phil Hartley joining us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday coming up.
All right.
On the morning show at WFHR.
Are cows the focus at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days? If you say yes, you're incorrect. The history of the show takes us back to 1954. It's the first year in Waupaca County is hosting what's then called Farm Progress Days. The mission, already ahead of its time, highlight the latest agriculture research from the university, showcase educational opportunities, and show off new technologies. It was held outside and open to everyone. 70 years later, the goals remain, but on a larger scale. Now, try out drones and other high-tech equipment, attend a horse show, taste food grown across Wisconsin, and learn how family farms and ag-related businesses provide thousands of jobs and millions of dollars to the economy. The 2023 Farm Technology Days, July 18th through 20th, and hosted at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo. Find more information at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry Barr.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wisher and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Daytime highs approaching 84. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 60. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow, high of 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Is Seth going to get fired and he's not even here?
No, I'm in a good mood because we got Phil Hartley joining us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there, Phil?
It's going well. I have to tell you, I was away for a little over a week in my home state of Maine. And back a few days ago, and about a day or two after I got back, I woke up with a double ear infection and a sinus infection.
Oh no!
And it's kicked my butt the last couple of days, like horribly.
I can imagine, man. I feel for you. Thanks for still calling in.
I talk a little bit out of line because I had a little sleep and a lot of drugs.
You know what, Phil?
You get a pass, Phil.
Yeah, yeah. That makes good radio, actually. So, yeah, good time to call up, actually.
Let the man talk.
The floor is yours, Phil. Thanks so much for...
I'll end up out of business by the end of this phone call.
we will not let that happen, Phil. We appreciate you calling up and joining us. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday for today?
So, the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday is gubbins.
Ooh.
Gubbins. G-U-B-B-I-N-S. Gubbins. It's a British word. Okay. And it means bits and pieces or scrap. Or even gadgetry or gadgets.
So I've never heard this one before.
And to take my good friend Dave Fombra, who I wish was here to do this. it's like go into the refrigerator and get the gubbins we need for fish and chips, governor.
Yes, yes, yes.
Nice.
That's my best British imitation.
It was good.
Well done.
Oh, that's a good one. David is actually going to be joining us on the morning show here on Friday. We might have to bring this one back. Might have to bring him up with this one. That's good.
There you go. I'm sure he'll appreciate my trying to do his act.
There you go.
He does it much better than I do.
Well, imitation is the best form of flattery.
Yeah,
he's a good man. If I can imitate him, that's a good thing.
Hey, Phil, how did you come across this one?
So, you know, I was listening. It's funny. The other day, I watched Mary Poppins, and it was on the air, and I heard the word in Mary Poppins somewhere, and I'm not going to say I know exactly where, but again, I just wrote it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
I got to figure out what that means.
Yes. Oh, that's a good one. That's fun. That seems like a fun way to do it. You know, sometimes I imagine you hear it's like content for us. Like Melissa and I, Seth, where our brains are constantly looking for content. You hear a word and ooh, that's going to be a good one. And write that one down. Look that one up. That's smart.
Now, are you talking the Dick Van Dyke Mary Poppins?
Mm. Yeah, the only Mary Poppins, yes.
Okay, the original. Gotcha. Good, good.
Phil,
I don't have any slight against the newer one, but of course, Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews. Oh,
Julie
my God.
Andrews, yep.
You can't beat those names. Emily Blunt and Lin-Manuel Miranda are great, very, very talented, but those two names you just mentioned, though, are legends. It's hard to compete. Yeah. Phil, how are things going at the shop?
Obviously, I'm just the eye candy here. Someone without me here, you know, so that's a good thing. McKenna and Tracy and Kathy and Dad. I mean, I just got a great team. So I'm very blessed to have, like we talked about before, you want people around you that you know are better than you and know what they're doing and can just help, you know?
You can rely on.
Yep.
Yeah, they're just awesome. And so I'm blessed with that. So we've been very steady. July is normally our slowest month of the year. It just is. But it's been steady still. So thanks to the community and all the businesses that support us here. And we're very proud to help this amazing community out if we can.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And it's a team effort, Phil, because we see Quality Plus Printing's name all over the place sponsoring things. Heck, around here, we just turn around and you guys, it's Playmakers you're sponsoring. It's a segment like this. You guys are constantly putting into the community. We love supporting businesses that support us, that support our community. And you guys are the definition of that. We appreciate the work that you do for the community, Phil.
I appreciate that, too. Thank you so much. I get involved in the activities that came with the chamber and with local businesses because, there's great reasons for it. Obviously, you hope if you get involved and you do the right things that people will support you, as well. Yeah. And that's part of it. But it's just a great feeling, you get what you give. And I totally believe that. And I work every day to try to make that happen. This is a wonderful community and blessed to be here and blessed to have a business here.
I've talked about this with Seth and Melissa before, and maybe you'll be able to agree with it, Phil. We're all transplants. And with that, we have a special and unique kind of perspective of this area that we want to give back, that we want to put back into because it's given us so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt. Yeah, no. I mean, I grew up in northern Maine in a nice little paper mill town, much like this one. So there's a lot of correlations there. And same correlation of the mill shutting down as well. But just to see this community rally around that, I mean, I was part of that mill shutdown and still, pray for the people that were involved. I mean, most of them, I'm guessing almost all of them have gone into even bigger and better things. But this community has rallied around it and we're growing again. And I've seen it in this little business here, to watch the different customers and much like I had when I was with the chamber to see new businesses come in and it just, it just hits my soul when you see people getting started and doing well and serving our community and growing their business. It's just, that's so awesome. So when I see people coming in here for business cards, posters, brochures for their new business, it's just amazing to see. So it lights up my ego too, to help those people and to see them succeed,
Phil, we appreciate the time as always. Looking forward to next Wednesday already. You heal up, get better.
Yeah,
sir.
Feel better.
Yeah,
next week I might be able to hear you when you talk.
That could be a good or a bad thing.
You faked it pretty well.
I get Tracy off to the side. Tell me what you're saying. So. That's good.
Usually, I do need
one ear that's halfway working at the moment. So
people need a translator for me often, Phil. It's understandable. It is. Appreciate the time. You get better, and we'll talk soon, Phil.
All right, take care, you guys.
Me too. Thank you for the time. Our good friend Phil Hartley joining us from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. You can go ahead and check out more by going to their website, qpprinting.com. Encourage you to bookmark that page. Go ahead and type into your social media, Quality Plus Printing, like their pages, follow along with all the good stuff that they're doing over there, and stop by. Visit them at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open until 4 most days. You can give them a call at 423-7440, 423-7440. when you're driving down A Street, be sure to look out for those that sign that they have. Mm-hmm. Phil and the gang always put up something fun on there.
Oh, it's something clever every time. Yeah. It gives me a giggle every time I drive by.
And be listening every Wednesday around this time slot for our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. That was mm-hmm. fun. That was good. It is interesting to get into a topic like this one with you, Melissa, because I can't talk about Taco Bell and Taco John's and not, of course, we have to mention, Melissa's
ongoing feud with Taco Bell.
It's become a campaign, really, mm-hmm. to bring mm-hmm. this back. And apparently campaigns and petitions work. I actually think this is a bit of a that ain't right story, personally. And okay. I'd love to hear from everybody out there if you do, too. 424-2600. The fast food chain Taco John's decided to drop its Taco Tuesday trademark yesterday. And Taco Bell is the reason. If you didn't hear, they petitioned the U.S. Patent Office in May to get the trademark canceled. Their argument mm-hmm. was, it's such a common saying now, it should be the public domain at this point. Turns out the trademark office didn't even have to weigh in. Taco John's dropped it on their own. A spokesperson said they decided it wasn't worth the money to defend it in court, and they'd rather put that cash towards a good cause. They're donating $100 to charity for each of their 400 locations, so that's around $40,000, is headed to a charity that helps restaurant workers who are struggling.
Okay. That's awesome.
That is beyond amazing to me. Taco John's challenged Taco Bell to do the same thing for its 7,200 locations in the U.S., so that's around $720,000. It is not clear if Taco Bell will do that. If they are smart, they will.
They will.
Taco mm-hmm. John's has owned the trademark in 49 states since 1989. A place called Gregory's Restaurant and Bar still owns the rights in New Jersey. One of the owners mm-hmm. there said that they have no plans to give up the trademark and that they were shocked to hear Taco John's buckled. First off, this is big business picking on a smaller business. Taco Bell is gigantic. They are gigantic. There mm-hmm. are Taco Bells all around the world. There ain't Taco John's they're barely Taco John's around the country here.
I'm pretty sure that Taco Bell is under Yum brand.
Yes, they are.
So they own not only Taco Bell's, but KFC's and, you know, a bunch of other franchise restaurants. So you're right. They are huge.
In this day and age, our dollar is as strong as our vote, and it means something. And for me personally, if Taco Bell decides that they will do this, they will match Taco John's in this charity donation, then I will continue to go to Taco Bell. If they mm-hmm. don't, I'm done. I can get tacos anywhere. I make good tacos. My mom make good tacos. I mean, I can get tacos anywhere. The Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. La Taqueria in town is amazing.
They've got a billion great taco places locally, all that. Shout out to La Taqueria. Love La Taqueria. Mm-hmm. Taco Bell doesn't do anything that they do better than anybody else. Like, I don't
no,
have to go to Taco
because they don't
Bell.
Have a seven-layer burrito.
I can find other things to eat at 2 in the morning. I can. And I'm sorry, Melissa, I ran over your point. They don't have the seven-layer burger. You're right.
No. I have long stated that they've lost my business.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. I'm joining your pack on this one, too, because...
Thank you.
I'm not saying that this is a gigantic cause or anything like that. There are plenty of things that deserve your attention in this world. But I do think that if we don't stand up for local businesses, what are we doing? Taco John's, this is one thing Taco John's had. Taco Bell's got $1 billion, a billion ways to advertise. Why not come up with a smart marketing team would have said, you know what we'll do? Taco Thursday. We'll do our own thing. We'll make our own thing. Instead of picking on another business and making them look like the bad guy with an ad campaign of LeBron James calling out Taco John's for this and making them lose business and such. Like, that's tacky. That's not only tacky, it's childish to me. It's bad advertising. It's bad PR. You could have won over a million people by just saying, you know what, Taco John's can have this. They're a smaller franchise. They deserve it. We believe in helping small franchises. We're big enough, we can withstand this.
Well, and the thing is Taco John's was spending money trying to, you know, defend their ability to have this Taco Tuesday. They were putting money out to try to defend it. Now they're turning around and saying, okay, you know what, we're going to give it up and we're going to give money to charity while we're doing it.
If I was a restaurateur, I would start a business right now, basically ripping off all the things that people go to for Taco Bell. and I would only be open from like 10 at night until like 6 in the morning. I mean, that's when people are eating Taco Bell anyway. How many people are going there? You know what would be great right now? I really feel in the mood for tacos. Taco Bell. Like, no. You're in the mood for tacos. You go to a place that actually serves tacos right. Like, I mean, come on. Be honest about
this. Well, and it might be the best thing to do is everything under the Yum Brands umbrella. Mm. Have a restaurant that also serves fried chicken, pizza, and tacos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And burgers, because they also have a burger place, which I've never heard of, the Habit Burger.
Yeah, I've never heard of that either. They already combine these things. Most KFCs and Taco Bells are connected and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I will say all of this, and you're still probably not going to get Melissa and I, so it doesn't matter.
If you have a 7-layer burrito, though, I will try it.
Mm-hmm. I am very curious. I'll be following this story to see if Taco Bell matches this. Curious mm-hmm. to see. Well, I'll be interested to find that out. Next hour, we're going to get into some entertainment news, and after that, the most satisfying food sounds. What are the most satisfying food sounds? I've been waiting to get into this one. We'll get
did
into
somebody
that.
Rip this off from a Kitchen Open segment?
Maybe.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure they did, Melissa.
We did this last month.
Yeah, it was a good one, too. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back with more fun on The Morning Show right here at...